Blog Talk Radio.
Ron D and Miss Acacia, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the network. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number for those who are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all points north. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number where you can be part of the show with Ron D and Acacia, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, you'll get some more information with for Acacia and Ron D on Instagram. They'll tell you more about that later on how to keep in touch with them on Instagram, social media, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the network, ladies and gentlemen, Ron D and Acacia. Thank you so much for joining us today. All right. Wow, sounds good. Sounds like a plan to me. All right. Acacia, Ron D, take it away. We love you.
What's up, folks? I'm
up,
here
y'all?
Live from Kennesaw with my lovely co-host and best friend, Casey.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're going to hit y'all across here with a couple of news in the rap game. Then we're going to get to the sports, and we're going to talk about Instagram, because Instagram got a new feature coming. And we're going to end it off with our main topic, and our main topic is going to be, if you can go back in time and tell your younger self three things, what would you tell your younger self?
So y'all think about that, you know, get your answers together and call in when we give out the number a little later.
All right. So this past Sunday, Father's Day came up, and somebody, when they were to celebrate their Father's Day with their kids, and he been on news a lot lately. We talking about your boy, T.I. T.I. got busted on camera, on Snapchat, hugging and kissing on another lady, you know. And, you know, once it go viral because you're a celebrity, your kids see it, too. And they say they ain't having it again because they already been through it once. They're not going through it again. So, basically, T.I. said that he didn't get to spend time with his kids because they said they weren't going for it and they tired of the disrespect with their mom. How you feel about that, Keisha?
My man, T.I., what a shame.
Come on, bro.
We had
hope for you, man.
Hope for him. He looked like a nice family man, or, you know,
what was it, a family hustle, whatever it was.
He looked like just, you know,
but
a normal dad, but I mean.
But the kids said they weren't having it. They spent Father's Day with mama, so you learn from your mistakes, but if you're going to make it again, then, hey, you got to suffer.
He in the doghouse right now.
Right. So next, we're going to go to the next rapper, Rich the Kid. If y'all haven't seen it yet, Rich the Kid was beaten during a home invasion while he was at his girlfriend's house, Tory Bricks, and two guys came in with masks and started beating him, and they asked him for cash and jewelry, and they pistol whipped him, and three more guys came in and just started beating him. They beat him so bad that he ended up in the hospital. It was pretty much a serious thing. His girlfriend, she had bruises over her eyes and everything like that. Now people on social media saying that she had something to do with it or she set him up, but Rich the Kid feel like, oh, she wouldn't do me like that, and she said she wouldn't do me like that. So it's an iffy situation. You know,
you never know these days because, I mean, is she famous too or is she just like a regular?
This is my first time ever hearing about
her. I don't even know. Recognize her name, so
yeah.
I mean, not to say that she would do something like that,
but
the world we live in now,
yeah.
You never know what anybody's motives are for anything.
Then this man album just went gold too, and he got a platinum song plug walk out. So
yeah,
so
I like
he got a lot of people coming towards him. He got the fame coming in, even though he's been out for a good long period of time. He's really starting to like come to the limelight with his music. So you never know. Speaking of bad situations, this Monday, we lost two rappers. The first rapper we lost was I'm gonna call him X because I can't really say his name.
I'm pretty sure it's like XXXTentacion, I believe.
Hey, good try. Cause
I don't know.
I only got that far.
That's what I think it is. But
he died in a shooting. He's coming from a motorcycle dealer, and he was shot in Florida. There's a video that went viral showing that, and they said that the people that witnessed the murder, they said that he was dead on scene. A lot of social media sites saying that he wasn't dead, but they confirmed that he died. It was a gunshot to the neck, and they said a guy with a red mask driving a BMW. I'm sorry, he was driving a BMW, and a guy in a Dodge SUV pulled up and fired at him and shot him in the neck. So he passed away. It's kind of a sad situation because he was only 20 years old. He just started his rap career. So he just lost his life. He didn't even get to see 21. He didn't even get to see his mid-20s. But they said that he kind of predicted, like, if he died, he wanted to reach out to 5 million kids because he was dealing with depression. That's what most of his music was about, depression
yeah.
and suicide thoughts. So,
A lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of stuff where, like, a lot of people are trying to bring up things that happened in his past, like, they're basically trying to overshadow his death, which, that's disrespectful in my opinion. Like, this man just lost his life, and y'all are trying to, like, paint him as a bad person.
And the set.
Using his mugshot
yeah.
to, like, announce his death.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
And then the sad part is, like, his ex-girlfriend, like, I forgot what they call it, but you know when they put, like, the teddy bears on the dead scene and stuff?
Yeah.
They said that one of the fans came and burnt her present that she put down there for him. So that was kind of jacked up because, like, although they got an altercation, although he was going to trial for the domestic violence thing,
yeah.
he still, like, still had love for him. They didn't have to go out there and burn her stuff like that. So, and they having riots in L.A. for this man.
It's wild.
Like, it's kind of wild out there, but may he rest in peace. Another rapper died. His name was Jimmy Wapo. He died in a double. He was in a double drive-by, and he ended up getting shot in Pittsburgh, and he didn't survive it. He was pronounced dead at the hospital too. And like the rap game getting crazy, man.
I mean, people. I don't know if it's rap beef that's causing the shootings and things. I mean, it's just crazy how people can just pull up on you wherever you at. But then again, we live in an age where social media,
yeah.
And everything, like, you, like, your location is on. I know on Snapchat, you know, they got the Snap Map.
And celebrities posting everywhere they are.
You know, they post it on Snapchat or Instagram story of where they are and who they with. And, you know, if I was a celebrity, you know, I wouldn't even go anywhere by myself.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not saying I need a bodyguard, but some friends, just somebody.
Or I just like go with like not a group of people, but some
people. At least one
I,
other person.
I know that like
people
can protect me, or like we can protect each other. You know,
right?
Like Buddy X, he died and he was in the car by himself.
Yeah,
so
he didn't even have anybody with him.
He didn't have nobody with him.
He was in his personal car.
So like it was a bad situation, and you don't know who out there trying to get you. Like
no.
You can never done nothing to a person and they hate you. That's the crazy
That's
thing
real.
About the world.
That's real.
Like, you ain't never did nothing to this person. You never said nothing wrong to this person. You never looked at this person. You ain't never met this person. And they out here.
And they have an issue.
So, like, it's kind of a shocker, but, like, that's the price of the fame. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
It's a downside.
It's a downside of being famous. So, may them two rest in peace. And everybody be careful out there. If you think about if you feel like you're in danger or anything like that, make sure you
call
bring
somebody.
People with you. So be careful. So on to the sports.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about the NBA. A lot of things happening
NBA.
In the NBA.
The NBA Finals was kind of trash.
Trash.
The
NBA
you know,
Finals was terrible.
You know, LeBron got swept real bad, and I was going for LeBron, but dang.
I mean, I wasn't going for either one of them because, I mean, it's the same two teams for, what, the third, fourth year in a row?
4 years, yeah.
Like, I'm kind of tired of seeing them.
Same teams.
So, I didn't even watch none of the NBA playoffs nor the finals until the last game.
I watched the playoffs, but, like, I feel like J.R. Smith really blew their chances when he on game one.
I mean, but if you look at it,
But
yes,
either way, they
yes, he forgot.
Either way, they would have won.
They
was going to lose. So.
There was no guarantee they would have won that game had he not goofed up.
But, so after that, you know LeBron about to leave, so.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
LeBron's leaving for the summer.
We got a decision. What is it, three now?
Three, exactly.
Decision three.
And 9 times 10, they talking about he going to L.A., and they might trade Lonzo Ball for a little piece of what LeBron is worth. But another person got traded. We talking about Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard, honestly, over the years, he has become horrible. He is not even – he doesn't even produce. Like, you're not even effective. Your team does better with you on the bench. Like, come on, man.
But
retire.
He going to the Brooklyn Nets for the trade of Timothy Mozgov and 2 future second-round draft picks. So, he'll be with the Brooklyn Nets. And that's not
I guess – I mean, honestly,
that's not going to help him.
The NBA is just – I'm over them at this point. I think they should get rid of the East and West, but that's just me.
They should do a bracket. Like
they should do bracket play like how they do college. They should do something like that, something similar, not as big, but you know.
Then another player is leaving his home team, Kawhi Leonard.
I love Kawhi.
But I was split shocked about it, but I'm not because, you know, this man been with San Antonio.
I mean, since he's been, that's what he's done.
I guess he's trying to, I guess he's trying to explore his options. They're talking about he's trying to go to L.A.
I mean,
Phoenix.
For Kawhi, though, the San Antonio, they old now. Like, it's just him, and they don't have no supporting people to help him.
After he leaves?
Who, San Antonio?
Yeah.
They ain't going to have nobody. San Antonio going to have to rebuild.
Hey.
He just don't want to be a part of the rebuilding process. And honestly, I don't blame him.
Because that's
he
won
a ring. He won another ring.
And you notice, like, when all the pressure's on him, he was getting injured.
Yeah.
So I kind of see he needs extra players to help him out because he's not like no main star player.
He's more like a role player. But when he came into the league, nobody even thought he was going to be the starter he is today.
True.
So he's proving people wrong. Like, he can handle it, but he still needs, you know, a little bit of help.
Exactly. But next, we're going to talk about somebody is signing with Puma after 20 years. And we're talking about Marvin Bagley III. And he signed the highest deal since Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant signed his Nike deal in 2007 for $60 million in endorsement.
I mean.
$60 million.
I know. But, okay, but you got to look at Marvin Bagley first. This man, former Duke player. Duke is already one of the best college programs in the country. So, and then he's one of the best. You know, recruits coming out of college.
And it's kind of going to refresh Puma, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, Puma's kind of doing, they're trying to do what Adidas has done. Adidas has rebranded themselves, and Adidas,
and
honestly,
in a good way.
Adidas, I'll pick Adidas over Nike right now, because some of these Adidas shoes is kind of fine.
Disrespectful.
I'm not disrespectful.
I didn't say all the time.
I'm just saying, right now, Adidas got more shoes that I would buy right now than Nike does.
Nike still
Nike is just upholded by Jordan. Jordan is the main Nike thing.
Think about everybody rocking Air Max.
Okay, but Air Max just made a comeback.
True.
I love Air Max. I've always loved Air Max. But they just now, you know, rebuilding themselves. And I guess that's what Puma's trying to do.
Well, hopefully this young man go out there and, you know, bring Puma to the top. Then Jay-Z, he's supposed to be, like, over the sports for Puma, so... Hey, them two collab
together.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. They might do some damage. You see how Steph did with Under Armour?
Yeah, Steph rebranded Under Armour, so maybe this is what Puma
needs. But coming up tomorrow, we got the NBA draft. You know, I was on ESPN.com, and I was looking up, like, who the top five potential first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Phoenix got the number one spot.
Honestly, did Phoenix have the worst record, or did they trade for the number one spot?
I feel like they traded.
I don't think they... The poor Hawks, man, I tell you.
Hey, they got number three this year, though.
I mean, yeah. So, the first five picks, the Suns are one.
Right.
All right, the Sacramento Kings is number two.
Right.
The Hawks have the third pick. Memphis Grizzlies have the fourth pick. And Dallas Mavericks have the fifth pick.
And who they looking at? They're trying to pick up.
I mean, y'all bear with me on some of these names. As far as number one, ESPN has predicted DeAndre Ayton.
He played for Arizona State. Arizona. Yeah, big man.
Number two, they predicted Luka Doncic.
He's an overseas player. He kind of like your Porzingis.
The home team Hawks are looking at picking up Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know who that is either. I've never heard of him. The Grizzlies are looking at Mohamed Bamba. And to round out the top five, the Mavericks are looking at Marvin Bagley III. I feel like the Hawks should get Marvin Bagley III. They need to try and get him at third pick if he's still available.
Oh,
because for all we know, Phoenix Suns might try to pick up Marvin Bagley.
I want the Hawks to get Trae Young.
Trae Young?
Yeah.
You know they not. Honestly, the Hawks just be disappointing me.
Yeah.
Their management. I don't know.
It's crazy because, like, in Atlanta, they had that one good year, and they just fall off. It's just sad.
Four teams, except for the Atlanta United, and shout out to them.
Yeah, they pretty
because they holding it down for Atlanta sports.
But it's sad, though, how, like, they just, like, make it so far, and they just fall off. Like,
and then they
just fall off. Like, it's like,
crazy.
Look at the Falcons.
It's like a...
They went to the Super Bowl and they just fell off.
Bro,
they lost in the second round of the playoffs.
Chill. Where was your team?
Hey, I don't have no NFL team.
Oh, okay. I bet you don't.
I'm more a college fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's enough with sports. We're gonna go to the technology and social media.
Last thing.
Last but not least. We're going to talk about Instagram. Instagram coming out with a new feature. Well, they're thinking about coming out with a new feature. It's not said when they're going to drop it, but they're talking about they're going to have hour-long videos. So you can have a full movie on Instagram.
I think that is ridiculous. I already – some of these folks just be on here.
Oh, people going to be –
they be having concerts. You know, they just be in the car singing. Like, you know, one or two – like, not even one or two to three, you know, videos consistent of you just singing – cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to watch you in your car, in your room, in your bathroom, wherever you are, for an hour singing a whole album. Like, I don't want to see that. I'm already. What they need to fix is they need to put the posts back in chronological order.
Right.
I don't think they're hearing the people about that. Because
say if you do got an event, like, you're going to see it 3 days after the event. I already don't have
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm out here liking people's posts from 2 days ago, but I don't know it's from 2 days ago because I'm not looking at the bottom of the post.
Then if you like somebody's post for, like 2 or 3 years, dang, he must be
creepy.
Really, he must really like me. He'll be creeping on my page. I'm like, dang, the picture just popped up on
It's
the
not
screen.
Even like that. I just need them to fix the chronological order of photos, the Instagram Live or Instagram kind of like video, like Snapchat. It's fine the way it is now. There's no need to make it out. But, you know, they're going to do what they want to do.
But it could help in a good way because it can help people like future filmmakers and stuff like that if they want to put a short film on Instagram. But
at the end of the day, you're going to put most of the people who do stuff like that, they put a link in their bio.
Or they go to Facebook and post a whole movie on Facebook like they do bad movies. Just saying.
Hey, I don't have a Facebook.
I'll be on Facebook here and there. You know, we're going to start putting more stuff on Facebook, too. But we're going to go ahead and jump in our main topic. And our main topic was, if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self and tell your younger self three things, what would you tell them? And, Mr. Bone, you can go ahead and play the recordings because me and Acacia went out and did interviews with a couple of people and asked them these questions.
Okay, so if you could go back in time and tell your younger self three things, what would you say?
I would tell myself to save money and take school more seriously.
Anything else?
No, that's all I can think of right now. All right,
thanks.
No problem.
And three things to tell your youngest self. What would you tell your youngest self?
I would tell my youngest self to prioritize well, to make the most out of your 24 hours, because you have the same 24 hours as a millionaire, so make the best use of that. And also, put yourself first. That's what I would tell myself.
Okay, so if you could go back in time and tell your younger self three things, what would you do differently?
Definitely start saving, even if it's like a dollar or so out of any money given to me. Let's see. Wrap it up, because I'm scared or serious. and take an extra shot for everyone out there. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, if you can go back in time and tell your younger self three things, what would it be?
To always believe in myself, to be confident, and to always follow my dreams.
Okay. All right, so y'all heard it from other people. So if I could go back and tell my younger self three things, I would probably tell myself to be patient, because don't rush and hop in anything.
Boy, I'm so impatient sometimes.
Yeah, because, like, there's been times where I don't been in a situation where, like, I went ahead and did it and regret I don't did it. So I be patient and wait on what's the right thing to do before I do it. The second thing I would do, I tell myself, is do more networking at a younger age, like in high school or coming to college. Just tell more people, like, about myself and stuff like that. Because when I was in high school, I literally kept my circle small. Cause I usually just go to football practice and go home. Another thing I told my younger self is it's okay. You losing weight when you get older. I used to be a chubby man.
So you was a chubby.
I was a chubby man.
Oh. That's funny. If I could tell my younger self three things, I would definitely tell myself to dual enroll in high school for senior year.
Thanks.
Like, most definitely, I really wish I had done that. Like, for everybody listening, if you're in high school, I encourage you to dual enroll instead of taking AP classes.
Yes.
Like, the dual enrollment is just so much easier. It'll help you out in the long run. It'll keep you from going to summer school if you, you know, to stay on track, and it's just all around better than AP classes.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you know, you would have thought I would have thought about these things earlier, but secondly, I would say think before I speak.
Thanks.
Because you know me, I will say it and not care what nobody thinks or how
straight.
Nobody feels.
My face expression should be straight with it, too. Like, it hurts your feelings. It hurts your feelings.
We working on it, okay? I'm working on it. Slowly.
Slowly.
Slowly but surely.
What about the third
thing? And for the third thing, I would just say continue to stay active.
Right.
Like, you know, I played basketball and did track. Then I got to college. And then fell off, you know.
I mean,
not to say I gained the freshman 15, because I didn't gain 15 pounds freshman year, which I really don't know how that happened. But, you know, just staying fit and try to eat a little healthier. Try not to eat out all the time. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
I think I eat out 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, because they do kill your pockets, too.
Because
I ain't going to lie, when I stopped playing football and in college and I went to Kennesaw, like, I thought I could eat anything.
Anything,
you
know, man. I just be out here eating whatever.
But, like, as I started going on, I said, dang, I'm getting that bigger, so let me go and hit the gym and get right.
You can tell when you gain weight, doesn't it?
Yeah, that jump, like, it come out of nowhere, too.
You just feel it. Like, you just be like,
I need to go to the gym. So lately I've just been in the gym every week doing what I got to do.
I need to go.
It's all right.
I be at work, though.
Motivation, you know. If I heard, like, Ted Cruz said this. He said, if you just go to the gym, you ain't got to work out in there. If you just constantly go to the gym and make it a habit, you just going to keep going.
You'll keep going. But I did hear, like, if you do something for 2 weeks straight, it'll become a habit.
Yeah.
And you'll start doing it all the time. So, yeah, Mr. Vaughn, if you could go back in time and tell your younger self three things, what would it be?
Oh, what a great question, guys. What a great show as well. And, you know, we need to build a time machine. I know that right now. We need to do that.
Right.
<awful.
laughs>
I think somebody has built one.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that one out, guys. I love it. What a great question. Yeah, I had to write mine down too, Acacia and Rondi. But the first one, without a doubt, is to tell I would have told myself to save more money. No doubt about early.
Definitely.
You know, even if it was a dollar a week or whatever I had, but just start saving. But have a specific goal, you know, as well. Second thing would be learn more about how business works early, you know, just, you know, how business works, so like start an early business. And the third one is definitely should have had a mentor, a Christian mentor, a millionaire mentor as a Christian for business as well. Just hang around him or her and make sure I make it as well, you know. So that's
right.
Three things that I would do if I could go back. But we're going to work on that time machine because even if I could just leave a recording or something.
Exactly. So I believe they got one out there, though.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you so much, man. What a great topic and a great show. Thank you so much for that. Back to you guys.
But if any of y'all want to call in and say anything, we got a couple minutes left. If not, man, in case you're going to keep talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Yes, I used to be a chubby kid, you know, and
I mean,
the glow was real.
The glow was real. You're funny.
I
feel like everybody was chubby at one, or at least a majority of people were chubby at one point.
In middle school.
Like,
majority of time is in middle school.
I used to be chubby.
But, yeah, like what Mr. Bond said, a good Christian mentor, he's a good Christian mentor to me. Like, you know, he's showing me the ropes. He's showing me what I need to do. He's showing me how to get myself out there. So I'm glad I met him at the time I met him, because it's crazy how, like, God puts you in a certain situation where you meet another person to help him. Same thing with Acacia. I met Mr. Vaughn and Acacia at the same spot at Dollar
Tree.
Wow.
Oh, really? That's
Dollar
pretty
Tree.
Good. Man. Wow, that's
at
awesome.
Dollar Tree.
That's
Dollar Tree.
Because I was new to Kennesaw, so I was trying to meet anybody that came through there.
The Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming to Dollar Tree for the dollar snack. So, you know, I used to be able to talk to anybody.
Exactly.
Like, the customers like how I used to talk to them, because, you know, I ain't afraid to talk to anybody, because I feel like there's some people that are having a bad day. I can say something to their day. So that's how I felt about the situation.
Absolutely.
I went in there. I don't even know what I went in Dollar Tree to get that day, but I left with a candy bar.
Yeah.
That wasn't that's what I went fun. In there for.
Yeah,
you turned up the weekend.
I'm turning up this week.
You turned up the weekend. Oh, my birthday on Monday, y'all. So.
Right.
It's my birthday.
It's Jordan year.
Jordan year turned a big 23, so you know I'm doing big for my birthday.
We'll talk about the birthday celebrations on the next show.
Yeah, so.
We're gonna try to, you know, have some fun. We ain't gonna do too crazy.
You know,
we're
not gonna do too much. I mean, you moving into your new apartment on Friday.
Yep, got a new spot.
So
we're
making
big moves.
Wow, that's great, man. That's wonderful, Rondi and Acacia. Hey, I believe we have a caller online there.
Rondi
and Acacia, we'll bring them on when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, so bring
them on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the World Wide Web. We're gonna open up the lines there for Rondi and Acacia. We're gonna mention only your last four digits. So if you're on mute, get ready to come off mute. But we got caller 6386. You're live on the air with Rondi and Acacia.
Hi, Rondi and Acacia.
How you
Hello.
Doing?
This is Shirley.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. The three things that I wish I had known back then what I know now. Number one, I should have stayed in college, but I left to get married and start a family, and I went back to college. So it was a little bit harder to complete the degree when you have a family. Number two is, as you all have said, start saving, young folks. Save
Definitely.
As much as you possibly can. And number three, do not be seduced by the credit card.
Right.
Got into a lot of debt.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's very serious there. That's a good one. That's very serious.
When I was much younger, and it took a while to get out. So be wary of the credit cards. A lot of the companies love sending them to college students. And before you know it, wham.
I got so many requests.
Yeah.
So those are my three things, and thank you for allowing me to call in and give voice to them.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Shout out to y'all. That's my grandma, y'all, just to let y'all know.
Yes, it's grandma. It's just so wonderful to hear all three of you on the radio and be able to call in and talk. I am just so proud. I'm a proud grandma.
Hey, all right,
thanks.
Appreciate it.
And continue good luck, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back to you guys.
All right, if we don't have any more callers, then we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap up the show. I appreciate that caller calling in, telling us about the credit cards, because I'll be getting them in the mail 24/7.
Honestly, and we appreciate, you know, the four people that we interviewed
for the
recordings that we did.
For the main topic. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
we
want
to
get on.
But, that's pretty much what we got to say, and I hope everybody enjoy their night.
You know,
be safe out there.
Have a good weekend. You know, watch out for your friends, family, and
be blessed.
Yeah, we'll see y'all in, what, 2 more weeks?
2 more weeks.
We'll be back in 2 more weeks, Mr. Vaughn.
All right, sounds good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voices of Rondi and Acacia, ladies and gentlemen, on the Rondi Global Radio Network. We thank God for Brother Rondi and Acacia doing their thing, bringing out good information and helping you grow as we move forward. Hey, also, too, on Instagram, you can catch Rondi at Rondi_MC. That's Mary Charlie, ladies and gentlemen, Rondi_MC on Instagram. And Acacia, ladies and gentlemen, also Queen_Acacia. That's CACIAAA, ladies and gentlemen, on Instagram as well. So be excited, guys. Hey, we're going to be back with you here. They're here every second Wednesday. First and third Wednesday of each month. And we're excited about them coming back real soon. So, hey, if you got some more information, need some more information about the show, give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'll be glad to connect you with Rondi and Acacia on the Rondi Global Radio Network. Hey, we'll see you next time. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Rondi Global Network. Bye bye.
Peace.